I'm Shep, the cynic.
I'm Joshua, the true believer. Here at Based on True Events, we tell stories. Some true, some not so true.
But always a good story. Dark humor, murder, conspiracies. We talk about it all. This is Based on True Events.
There it is.
Stop. Stop, stop, stop.
The official clap.
The clap.
the clap. Stop, stop, stop. I like that. What's
stop,
up,
stop,
man?
Stop, stop, stop. Nothing.
Happy Sunday.
Low energy immediately. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually hype.
Yeah, I am too.
Sunday. Well, I wouldn't give a shit what we were doing tonight, but I'm excited about what we're doing tonight and happy that we're recording, so.
Yeah, me too. Ditto. And normally we sit here and go, I said ditto. Yeah, I did.
Ditto.
The face you made as soon as I said it made me immediately regret it. I was like, fuck. Ditto.
Ditto.
I say some random. Anyway, so we just usually start off by going, hey, what's going on with your day? But we just did that. Yeah. So what do you want to talk about first, man?
I don't know, man. What are we doing tonight? What the fuck are we doing tonight?
I don't know, but let's get it out of the way. We got a website. Go check it out.
Based on True Events Podcast.
Nope. No. Boatpodcast.com.
I know. It's, you know, a year of doing the one.
Yeah, right.
Boatpodcast.com.
We are Based on True Events Podcast, but go to our website, which is boatpodcast.com, and you can find all our links and shit.
Yep. You can check us out.
Yeah.
You can check out it. Go in there, throw in your email address. You'll get something nice and purdy from, you know, myself or Josh.
Yeah, mainly him.
Mainly me, probably.
And the ship. Yeah. Yeah, if you're not going to dork around with us on the social media, by all means, if you want to get at us, send us an email.
Get at us.
Our email is, by the way, boat basement.
You wanted to start this
scratch.
On.
Yeah, I'll edit it.
Yeah.
As
no,
usual.
You no, you won't.
Yeah. You're like, did you cut out that one? No.
No. No. Did you fix anything?
No. That takes time and effort.
Consummate professionals.
Absolutely.
Top shelf entertainment.
So as usual, you send me a slew of you've been sending a lot more lately too. Mm-hmm. Like really good memes and posts and shit.
Everything's a meme to you.
I know. Like I never know what to call it. Like, is it a meme?
It's a meme.
Let's see, what was the one I was gonna mention?
Sloths?
No, but that was hilarious. It was like, I'll read that just so you know what we're talking about here. For years, scientists don't know what caused mysterious cave networks in South America. In 2010, they learned that the caves were actually tunnels dug by ancient giant sloths. Sloths, that's right. And my response was, those tunnels must have taken forever.
Yeah. I want to know how they just like figured that out all of a sudden. Like,
yeah, giant.
It's not
sloths.
Like they would have randomly caught a sloth, giant sloth, digging through a mountain.
Right.
Like, how would that? Did one of them die and get like
in the mountain, in the tunnel,
like while it was digging it out? Like,
never heard of a giant sloth, and that's a big ass tunnel. There's people standing for like reference
for perspective base. Yeah,
and I'm like, giant sloth, huh? Interesting. No, the one I was gonna talk about was the asteroid.
Oh. Well, I've sent you a couple asteroid ones.
Yeah, I know. And most recently, theorists claim.
Theorists.
Yeah, professional people.
People with
ideas. Hmm. I don't even know if they're professionals.
I think anybody can be a theorist. I think we technically classify as theorists.
Yeah, that's true. So some people claim that an enormous asteroid measuring 1 mile in diameter is on course to impact Earth in 2028. NASA has been tracking the asteroid since 1997 when it made its first pass. It is believed that NASA is downplaying the asteroid in order to avoid public panic. I was just curious because you have sent me a couple about that, and you think there's an asteroid coming. You think we're in danger?
Yeah. We're like overdue.
I mean, we're always in danger. But like, yeah, we're fucking up this planet.
I mean, I think we're royally, like but. we're like overdue for a major asteroid strike.
Okay, anyway. I was going to say disaster. It's like, kind of pandemic.
Like 5,000 years overdue or something. Like they just like run the odds of like. But
yeah. I didn't know if this was like a Nostradamus. Nope.
Give a fuck.
Is that right? Well, no, I'm just saying like somebody who's like telling the future. You know, where does this...
A soothsayer?
Like, well, no, what future, I'm saying, somebody who's like, predicting the future, like, yeah. Is that where this asteroid theory is coming from? Or, I mean, I imagine that they can see the asteroid, but the actual possibility of it...
Okay, so... For perspective, okay, we track on an annual basis something like, I don't know, it's some ridiculous number of extraplanetary objects. These are asteroids, satellites, things along those lines, right?
Right.
And they have, you know, the mapping that they do. They're consistently finding more and more items to map.
Right.
So you have to understand the idea of, like, they have some of the flight paths of these things mapped out, but a lot of it is, like, you don't realize, like, it's like hitting a bullet with a bullet.
Oh, right.
So.
Right.
The
odds are slim.
I mean, they have some of these mapped out pretty well, but we also only, I don't think we're fucking mapping 10% of what's out there. So if you gotta understand, like, NASA has access to a lot of telescopes, but I mean, you gotta think, there's,
look how much space. Yeah. Right. No,
right.
I get it.
So,
yeah.
You know, and it's a hard bargain to kind of
got it
sort through. I would imagine
that would be, admittedly, I would be pretty fucking terrified if it was, you know, like, okay, yeah, it's for real. It's nothing. Okay. Nothing at all. But yeah, I don't know. Fucking go spend some extra money, I guess.
Go fishing.
Yeah, right. Go fishing.
That's like my new response to everything. Go fishing.
Yeah, we're such sports outdoorsmen.
Yeah.
Go fishing. More like just go and get my rod and, like, what do you call it?
Rod and reel.
Wire fishing fucking... Wire? What the hell?
I don't know. I'm gonna let you fucking sink on this one, bro.
Damn it.
Fishing line?
Line. Thank you. Every time I go fishing wire, I'm like, dude, doesn't sound right. Fishing line. Clearly, I fish a lot. Every time it's like cast, boom, knot, stuck. All right. Like, I fucking hate fishing, dude.
I feel like fundamentally you must be doing something wrong.
Probably.
Like, you just like, do you just like shove the whole fucking wad of fishing line in there and you're like, it's probably cool.
I don't do any of that. Someone hands me the pole and says, here you go, you're ready to cast.
Stop letting your 2-year-old son set up your fishing pole, dude.
Stop letting people play with your poles. I said you up. All right, so this is a pretty good segue. We're kind of talking about space. What are we doing tonight?
Space boat.
Don't you dare. I fucking knew you were going to do that.
It's established now.
Title in the works.
TBD.
TBD. All right, so we're excited because... Well,
what are we doing? What are we doing?
This is your idea. I'll let you give the spiel.
Was it?
Yeah, totally. I loved it.
I love the build up to it, though. I'll tell that story in a second. So
fishing was not a good segue, by the way.
No,
it was what we were talking about before fishing.
So we have decided. We've actually kind of talked about it, like alluded to this idea on previous episodes. So we have decided to, since it's our podcast and nobody runs us, we run us.
That's right.
And we like to give the fans what they want, but we also like to keep the podcast as fresh and as interesting to us as possible.
We like to entertain ourselves.
Yes. And we like to talk about topics that interest us.
That's right.
If we're not making each other puke, then we like to talk about things usually of an alien.
Straight up aliens.
Straight up aliens.
Anything having to do with aliens.
Yeah. So, and there's, we've said it multiple times that we could do multiple episodes about aliens all the time, blah, 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 blah. So we have decided to launch a, for right now, it's going to be an episode once a month. On the last Sunday of the month, we're going to be doing alien episodes.
Alien topics. And we're still called Boat, obviously. Yeah. You will see if you follow our social medias, we'll be spelling a little bit different.
On the Sunday, the one Sunday a month posts.
That's right. So it's BOAT, which is very clever, based on alien topics.
Yes. Or tails.
Or space boat.
Space boat. Space boat.
We were throwing. So first of all, I love this fucking idea because we joke about it. And every like intro, we talk about aliens somewhere.
Yeah.
And we say, well, we just need to start another podcast.
Yeah.
We got tons of time to do that, right?
So right. We're
meeting in the middle.
We're meeting in the middle until we get maybe a little lax area of our schedule.
Freed up a tad.
Yeah, where we can run back-to-back podcasts at the same time.
Once our children start taking care of themselves.
Yeah. So, yeah. We're going to be doing this, and then you can still get your gore and horror on with us, 75% of the time.
Three Sundays a week.
Not to say that there might not be some gore and horror in these episodes. But,
yeah, true. And people do – different people like different things. And so originally, we were going pretty heavy on the true crime and serial mm-hmm. killers, which – I still love, and obviously you guys love, because anytime we put something horrific in the title, you guys show the fuck up.
Yeah, I think that, our recent episode was called Trigger Warning, and everybody's like, ooh,
click on that.
Hey, let's see what this is
about. But I will say that our recent alien, big-ass alien episodes, and even the conspiracy theory episodes, we've been getting good feedback and a lot of response, so... once a month, and we just really like fucking talking about aliens.
Yeah, we do.
It's purely selfish, but we're trying to make it sound like we're doing it for you.
Yeah. So, down the road, we may have the entire space boat podcast.
Yeah, we might run a second one.
But, we just
until
just
then,
fun shit.
Until
fun
then, shit. We're going to have, a little bit of a lighter
content.
Content, thank you. Or mood.
Yeah.
We're setting
fun,
the mood.
Fun mood.
Yeah.
Fun
so,
mood.
Anyway, that's what we're doing tonight. So,
there's, we might do stuff like, suggest topics and stuff down the road, but for right now, we're just going to shoot the S.
Yeah. Well, technically, I love it when you guys send topics. So if you got something that you want to talk, that you want us to discuss with aliens, involving aliens, fucking bring it on.
Yeah, I'm sure we can find some time for you.
Yeah, that's right. Dude.
Ditto.
How dare you? I'm never going to say that again now. Yeah. Now I'm probably going to say it all the time. Yeah, like ludicrous, dude.
Yeah. Ludicrous.
I never said that word, and you made that comment. Now I say it all the fucking time. So we're going to talk about aliens. Yeah. What about aliens?
I don't know, man. There's stuff going on with
aliens. They're coming.
Yeah. So you want me to start? I guess that's the segue you wanted, is you want me to start. So,
gotcha. Well, I'll let you start.
Okay. So I think where I'm going to start is something that I think if you're an alien enthuse that you might know a little bit about. But
enthuse.
Yeah. but I don't think it's obviously, I don't think it's a very well-known topic. And I actually kind of like it because we talk about aliens so much and you fucking hate Trump. So I'm going to fucking give you this.
Fantastic. Yeah. What a way to start.
So the COVID-19 relief bill, which is a major aspect of like funding going through a pandemic, President Trump's signature on a $2.3 trillion COVID relief and government funding bill started an 180-day countdown for the Pentagon and other spy agencies to say what they know about UFOs. Provisions received very little attention, in part because it wasn't included in the text of the 5,593-page legislation, but as a committee comment. They literally snuck this in as a provision. And
Space Force.
Everybody fucking, all the fucking senators who were probably keeping, sitting on these like quiet task forces and like, working with these alphabet agencies that nobody's ever fucking heard of, have all signed off on this relief bill in this government fucking funding package. And it's like, oh yeah, by the way.
So two things. Yeah, you were right. I do hate Trump, mm-hmm. but probably the coolest thing he's done, or the only cool thing that he's done, in my opinion. But way to sneak it in there, Space Force, man.
Space Force,
fucking A.
Space Force.
This is awesome. So the 180-day countdown started literally like last month. Right?
Yeah, it was
right before he, or
It was that thing that he didn't sign until like 11:23
right.
on the last fucking day.
Right, right.
That was, and anybody who saw this on the news, like when he decided to go to Florida after he lost the election and he just kind of was not fucking agreeing to anything. And they were, everybody was bitching and fighting about trying to get us $600. And then all of a sudden he was like, I'm not signing unless it's $2,000.
Right.
I don't know why I did
the
Audie fucking, Murphy yeah. instead of Trump.
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's a huge amount of money.
It's huge. So he said that the only way that he was going to do that fucking relief bill is if every American got $2,000. Blah. Well, lo and behold, everybody starts getting their measuring tape out for the fucking dick measuring contest about money. And he's got it. He had his people fucking sneak in there and say, okay, well, if you agree to anything, then you got to spiel the beans on the aliens.
Yeah, which is cool. So, and the reason I'm glad you brought this up is because
you told me to bring it up.
I know, but well, true.
So I'm glad you did it.
Thanks. But, well, because I don't think you had mentioned this at all, and even though we had talked a little bit about the CIA releasing documents, and then by the way, that link I went and looked at, it's gone.
Yeah,
I was like, damn, they fucking redacted that shit. Like, yeah,
so
real quick.
So a lot of things that people don't realize about some of these Freedom of Information Act things that they file is, like, back in June of last year, I believe it was June, it could have been earlier, the Freedom of Information Act came due on a few alien-based topics, and they were releasing specific documents linked to things that were encounters or so to speak, you know, extraterrestrial
right
interaction. They don't have to keep that shit up forever.
Oh, right.
So they can put something up and be like, okay, you know, it has 48 hours to there disseminate, and then we're pulling all that shit back.
Interesting.
So, you know, crazy fucking people out there who download the internet every day.
Yeah.
Like, they're the ones who, like, hang on to those documents and sort through them. But it's smart if you're the CIA, because you don't release three documents that people can go, oh, shit, we got aliens. They release thousands of documents. We talked about this
before.
They
make it hard to, yeah.
Yeah, like, you drop a needle in a stack of needles.
Because, yeah, dude, there was a lot of fucking,
yeah.
Is it the same thing that you sent me that has all of the documents? Is that stuff still available? Well, that website probably downloaded it and then made it available.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay. So it was a lot of stories. Some of them are really interesting. Some of them,
Yeah, I mean, some of that's a lot of it is going to be that, though.
Right, of course.
You know, I think, well, we'll get into that in a little bit later down in the episode, but I think that's what gets people confused a lot of times is, you know, when you talk about aliens, you talk about extraterrestrial life, it's not going to be Independence Day.
Yeah, it's not little green men every time.
Yeah, or, you know, it's not going to be this, like, massive world-changing event. It's,
right.
You know, a species of aliens is coming here for not to take over the planet.
Right.
You know, they're coming here to, like, see what's going on, see if we're done killing each other every five minutes.
Is it safe for us to come out yet?
Yeah. So have you guys gotten your shit together? Yeah. And it's like, oh, no.
That's why they show up 10 minutes, dip the fuck out.
Yeah. So
didn't take them long.
You know, there's one of the big releases in the CIA was they have the videos from the Air Force where it's that, you know, our top-of-the-line fighter jets are chasing these craft.
Right.
And, you know, you can actually still see this on the internet. The guy from, like, Blink 182, he's, like, a huge UFO guy.
Right.
And he's the one who, like, lobbied to get all this shit out there. He's got his own, like, UFO project that he's doing. And, like, he's actually the reason for a lot of the information that we have now.
That's cool. I was trying to think of a Blink 182 song, but I couldn't do it.
Okay.
Damn it.
All the small things.
There it is. Okay.
Small thing.
Small thing. That's cool that he's doing that. That video is still, I saw it
you
today.
You can find that. Yeah, you can find that.
And the video is through the lens of
the radar targeting or
right,
whatever.
Right. So you can see the object like in between there. Like if you ever watch a
fighter movie,
well, like Top Gun.
Yeah.
Like, or anything in Star Wars, anything. It's like it locks on. Yeah. And it's like, you can now hit the button,
shoot the missile,
shoot. It looks like that.
Yeah.
And so when I first watched it, I was like, yeah, I don't know. But then when you read about what you're seeing, it goes, oh, holy shit.
Yeah. If you were a fighter pilot, the first time you saw it, you'd be like, oh, oh.
Oh. Yeah. That's not another fighter pilot.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
pretty cool shit.
He's pushing the fucking, his jet, which is the top of our technology, to the max.
Yeah.
And he's not keeping up with this.
And he can't keep up. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
So. But you know, a lot of these things, like that actually is a good segue to what I would like to say. Like, so we get a lot of information that the idea that, you know, ever since War of the Worlds, I think, I really feel like that Orson Welles story, War of the Worlds, where people like heard this thing on the radio and they freaked out.
Tom Cruise movie?
Yeah. Eventually, yes, it became a Tom Cruise movie. But like people freaked out, man. They were like running out in their fucking fields with rifles and shooting at the sky and fucking completely freaked out. Well, I think the idea of, you know, this misinformation about aliens has really fostered this like xenophobia.
Fear. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and if you really look at any of the close encounter information that's been put out there, like of course it's scrubbed by, you know, military and security agencies to have its own narrative, because like even if it's just the facts, they're still having, you know, their input on how it's written,
you know? Absolutely.
So if like anything that can stay that far ahead of the tip top of our fucking technology, you have to imagine could just turn on a dime and fucking incinerate that jet.
Right.
In the blink of an eye.
We don't have the know-how, or we don't have the knowledge yet of how that's capable or possible.
Right. But the idea is, like, why do we always paint extraterrestrials as these invaders, like this horrible thing, when they've really not shown us any reason to think that they would be here to enslave or destroy our planet.
Right. Well, Travis Walton, right?
Yeah.
You know, his interview, his newest interview, I should say, with Joe Rogan, he talks about like, man, they were not the aggressor.
Yeah.
I was the aggressor because I was scared.
Yeah.
You know, there's never been that I've heard an interview of somebody saying anything that would give anyone a reason to be afraid. Yeah. Other than people are afraid of what they don't know.
Right.
I mean,
so legitimately, like we had talked about Travis Walton a little bit, just briefly kind of touched on it, I think, in the last episode. And anyone that doesn't know anything about it, the movie is Fire in the Sky, which originally came out, which is a Hollywood propaganda film, pretty much about, you know, ooh, fear, aliens kind of. And
alien abduction. Look, I get it. It's good recipe for for a horror film.
Yeah.
Like The Fourth Kind was fucking awesome, I thought, but it's not accurate.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think our imagination likes to play tricks with us a lot. But the idea that, you know, Travis Walton, like they brought him onto the spaceship and, you know, he said that he was like the aggressor and
said he literally like hit one of them and they just backed away.
Right.
And,
so know. I really think that the main reason that they fucking pulled him onto the ship, you know, if you listen to his interviews and stuff like that, he got really close to the ship. And I think he probably got so close to the ship that he was inundated with like radiation or toxins, and they brought his ass on the ship to save his life and then dropped him back off. That was the whole point they took him. I don't think they took him for specimen value or, you know, anything along those
lines. He was the only one that got out of the truck, at his words, and walked up to the damn things. You know, he was the closest one.
And I think they were just like, oh, shit, he just got a face full of fucking radiation. Let's pull him on the ship. Let's fix him, put him back out. And it probably took, you know, a few days to sort out cancer.
Right.
And then drop
cancer
and then drop him back off, you know, and they, you know, I'm sure that they had to do some of their alien shit. But I mean, literally, they would have never had to, like, drop him back off. Like, right. The fact that there's alien abduction stories ever where people come back and tell the story.
It means they let you live.
Even if a percentage of them is completely 100% accurate.
Right.
You know, like, they let him go.
Right. Like, right. Yeah, we don't know any of the stories that end differently.
Yeah, those are quiet.
Missing persons.
But we definitely 100% know that, like, you know, in the modern era, unless, you know, it's been completely covered up by the government, in which case, if you are a government who is trying to foster fear of an extraterrestrial, like, wouldn't you show proof? Like,
right.
Oh, they annihilated the city. Like,
right.
They came here and did this, you know? Yeah. And I'm not saying that they're not, but it doesn't make much sense.
No, I agree. Well, they could if they wanted to.
Yeah.
That's what you've said since day one of this podcast when we first started mentioning aliens. You know, you're like, dude, they don't give a fuck. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, like...
they wanted us dead, we'd be dead.
To me, it's very similar to the asteroid conversation. Like, if the aliens are here to fucking just destroy us, like, what are you... Let's just go fishing, man. Like, we ain't got shit to do.
I just want to see one. Be like, I knew it! I told you!
One of the CIA documents that was released was the story that came out of Russia after the fall of the actual Union.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's the one where the military, like, they see a fucking, you know, flying saucer.
Yeah.
And the military fucking shoots this thing down on accident. Hard quotes.
Whoops.
Yeah, they said they accidentally fired a rocket at this thing and shot it down. And immediately, like, the aliens that were inside, like, fucking get out and annihilate all these fucking soldiers. So, yes, that is murder, right? But they shot at the fucking aliens.
Self-defense, technically? Like, I mean, I'm not saying,
like,
I'm happy anybody died, but...
I don't understand. And we don't know. Maybe they didn't fucking annihilate them. Maybe they fucking just transported all of them to a fucking... different right. dimension or some shit.
Right.
Like, that's true. We assume because of lack of knowledge, one thing, but it is lack of knowledge and it's lack of intelligence and ignorance that means that we have a shoot first, ask questions later
kind of mentality.
Yeah. And it's like every fucking country.
Right.
I don't know of one country. Well, I mean, probably like Guam. You know, some fucking country was like, well, we've already lost.
Yeah, we're not shooting first.
Yeah, like, maybe if we don't shoot, they won't fuck us.
Yeah, we'll try anything at this point.
Yeah, so I feel like it's poor
diplomacy. It goes back to, not to repeat it, but people are afraid of what they don't know.
Yeah.
And you know, of course, the films, even the media, I guess, they don't paint it in a pretty picture.
No.
You know what I mean? They make it terrifying because that's more entertaining. It sells tickets.
If it bleeds, it leads.
That's right.
That should be
the name of our podcast.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, but I mean, that's what we see in true crime. That's what we see in any, you know, some of these crazy, brutal fucking serial killers nobody's ever heard of.
And because I ask that question. Dead. I ask that question all the time. How come nobody knows about this motherfucker? This is one of the worst things that I've ever discussed, researched, and it's because the media didn't hype it up. Right. That's exactly right. So I'll kind of jump into my little bit. There's been 2020, a lot of talk about aliens, not only on our podcast, but there's been sightings and a shit ton. And so
my wife sent me one this morning, actually.
Okay, right. So what I'm trying to figure out, and I read some articles and I found one that I'll kind of skim through, is people are saying that the sightings are due to the pandemic, basically because people are at home and they're spending more time looking at things in the sky that they wouldn't normally see when they're stuck in an office, to kind of summarize. So like this article was like astronomy.com. I don't know how credited, but I enjoyed the article. The pandemic has not sparked a shocking rise in UFO sightings, experts say, but the public is growing increasingly confused by ordinary objects. And so let me just, I know that sounds weird, but yeah.
Did we just forget
Well, so hold on. This year, humanity has been forced to spend agonizing amounts of time cooped up at home. We're upset, we're bored, and we're getting stir crazy. But has that translated into more people seeing unidentified flying objects? A surge of news stories have suggested that UFO sightings are on the rise around the world, with world-weary sky glancers reporting a growing number of alien encounters from Belgium to New York City. However, not even so-called UFOlogists.
Yeah. Ufologists.
Ufologists. I want to say UFOologists. Yeah. It throws me off.
Does it matter?
No.
Is anybody checking your fucking
map? Yeah.
don't judge me. Yeah.
Ufologists. fucking hell.
Say it right.
Ufologist.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Let me start over now. However, not even so-called ufologists are really buying it, as the evidence for such claims is surprisingly weak. One website, the National UFO Reporting Center, noted a spike in sightings back in spring as the Pentagon released its juicy UFO tapes. But another popular reporting database, Mutual UFO Network, saw no such trend. So it keeps going on, and basically my question is kind of what I said at the beginning. Are there more sightings for some reason? And is it the only reason there's more sightings because people are at home, or are there not more sightings and people are just crying wolf? You know what I mean? Are they just seeing, you know, cloud formations? UFO. I heard something that, you know what I'm saying? What do you think on that?
I mean, I don't know that I can.
As a professional,
I don't know that. Well, I mean, I don't know that I could answer that with any real credence, other than the idea that I kind of look at if it's one dude who's high on fucking meth in his backyard staring at the sky, probably not going to take what he has to say seriously.
I usually skip over West Virginia sightings.
If it's hundreds of people who see something,
right,
and I get the response out, or I see the response from the Air Force that's like, it's a weather balloon,
right?
I'm like, or it's swamp gas escaping.
Swamp gas.
It's I think one of them I saw, like, one of the responses I saw on something was, it was Venus reflecting through a swamp gas bubble, which,
wow.
And I'm like, wait a minute, dude, the fucking response, like, it makes more sense that it's an alien from another fucking
planet
than it does that for some reason gas all of a sudden magnifies
from Venus,
light from Venus traveling through our atmosphere and fucking ambient
that.
Light and like all this stuff. So I usually look at any kind of sighting where it's large groups are kind of pointing something out.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like the Brazil thing from last year.
Right.
That
right.
was a big one.
Well, even the one
and like Google was like, oh.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, maybe I don't want to look at that.
Well, even the one I was like, oh, this is interesting, that started popping up, and then it was like, oh, no. It's a blimp. They confirmed it. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
If there's multiple sightings of, especially in different places, and people are all, you know, there's now everybody's got a cell phone.
Right.
So I'm more inclined to buy it.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of MUFON?
MUFON.
MUFON. They kept popping up. Yeah. I figured you're like, yeah, I'm a member.
No, I'm very well aware of them.
Yeah. Yes. So the Mutual UFO Network, or
MUFON.
Mufasa is among the biggest and oldest group of its kind. Their well-trained volunteers have been collecting UFO sightings and investigating them in detail for more than 50 years. They've also served as a central reporting database for UFO sightings since 69.
69,
dudes. I kept running into a bunch of their stuff, and I went to their website, and they've got a UFO tracker, which I was like, well, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I was like, Louisville, Kentucky, nothing. You know, but still.
By the way, if you're an alien, you're not coming to fucking Louisville.
Right.
Because, like, we have military bases and shit where they are constantly rocking fucking tank shells in training. Like,
you know, true.
Fort Knox, one of the most heavily defended areas in our fucking country.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, if you are subject to any ballistic fire that can actually take your space vehicle down or damage it, you're probably not going to go to places where they can...
Yeah, right.
Where clip heavily you.
Armed. Right, that's true. Good point.
Like, I wouldn't.
Also, you know, if you're hovering over the globe, it's not exactly a... Like, a hot spot.
Let's see what's going on.
What's land. Over there?
What's...
yeah, right. But they were saying that, okay, there's been so many sightings in 2020, but they, I agree with them in saying that it's just because people are at home more, not that there's more false sightings. In other words, I feel like a part of this whole 2020 aliens didn't just start coming more often, right? I just think people are at home more. They have more free time. So I can see.
I don't agree.
No? Mm-mm. Which part?
I think that they are here more. I think something big is about to happen.
Oh.
Legitimately. But that's just me.
You hope or you think?
No, I think.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff stirring. I mean,
I think I don't give a shit if you're, you know, if it's a comment in a defense spending bill or, you know, a presidential order, you know, from Jimmy Carter to Bill Clinton to multiple presidents have all come into the office saying, I want to know more about aliens, and I'm going to make people fucking tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
And have come out publicly saying that. Hmm. And then they get in office and everything shuts up. I legitimately think that the CIA and all of our defense, you know, Department of Defense, all those guys, I don't think they're going to come out and tell anybody fucking anything unless they're trying to get out in front of something.
Yeah. I mean, I can agree with that. We've talked about that before. I mean, yeah. Well, it could be both, though. Like, in other words...
Like what?
Well, I'm saying, like, what you're saying could be accurate, but also more people are seeing shit because they're at home. Right.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it definitely opens up opportunities. Like, if you're in a fucking skyscraper all day with no access to a fucking window...
Yeah, if you're in your or if you're just busting your, if you actually work when you're at work,
yeah,
you're not fucking looking for UFOs
like outside. Like, hey,
I wonder how many people are like, oh, I got a new hobby. I'm buying a telescope.
Yeah, but
I thought about it.
I mean, what's the unemployment rate in our country right now?
Yeah, touche.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of people that are just like, you know what, fuck it, man, I'm gonna go outside. Like, I ain't got shit to do. Like,
yeah, true.
But that might also, I mean. Not, I'm not calling hoax. I believe completely in COVID and shit like that. But
yeah,
it's interesting that all of a sudden they're like, stay in your house.
Stay inside.
Yeah.
And all this shit's popping up.
Yeah. And
that's a weird twist. Like for like my brain. I'm like, oh, wait, hold on.
Stay in small bubbles. Stay away from people. And, you know, like. Wow.
But no, masks. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Just for a split second there, you maybe go, what if it was a hoax?
No, like, I'm not saying
I know
that,
you believe
that 400,000 people aren't just dying because of mass hysteria.
Right.
That's not the argument I'm having at all.
Okay.
But the argument that I am having is like, okay, we've had serious illnesses that have, you know, kind of plagued mankind for thousands of years. Mm. And, you know, they're willing to grind to a halt our country to keep us inside.
Right.
And I mean, yes, there's an exchange of money and power. Like the top, whatever billionaires in our country have gotten way richer because of lockdown protocols and shit like that. I mean, we can go in circles and circles and circles, but I find it very interesting that they were like, stay in your house.
That is interesting.
Stay scared. Stay in your house.
Never even thought about that.
So.
Curious. Never even thought about that at
curiouser
all.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if on the, you know, widespread or mainstream media announcement is made at some point in the very near future, like, okay, here's the proof. You know, eventually, either they're going to want, it's either going to get leaked out, like mainstream, to the point where, I mean, because all this shit has already been, they've admitted it. I think, but it's never been on mainstream media.
I think it's something bigger, man. I really do. I think it's something bigger.
Like, they're going to show the fuck up.
Yeah, they're going to be like, look. Because, you know, they had that Israeli, the guy who was the space minister for the Israeli government that was came out, and he was like, oh, no, there's a federation, then you guys just can't get your shit together, right? And so, just follow my logic on this. See if we can get to the same.
I thought I took a screenshot of that guy's name because we talk about it all the time, but anyway, I didn't.
I can find it. Anyway, this guy comes out and says that there's a federation of aliens that it's like, we are in communication with your government, and humans cannot fucking get their shit together, so we're not fucking with you until you can, right? And then you have multiple sightings where they're not the engagers, they're not the aggressors, right? They're not just testing the water.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So there, I think it's two things. I think it could be two things. I think the big thing is, I think that they're probably, this is what I feel like is the most legitimate thing. I think that the aliens would be so fucking tired of dealing with our leadership, who is in control of the power, the guns, the money,
right?
Our intelligence, everything. Our healthcare, like, you know, can keep us living in, you know, horrible conditions so that three people can be rich. Yeah. I think that they're going to fucking come down and be like, look, it's over. You guys, like, this is the real deal. Like, we're fucking resetting the fucking game. Here's how we're doing it.
We're ending the simulation.
Not, well.
Different conversation. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
It's funny you say that. But they're going to come down here and be like, stop. Like, this is, we're done not getting involved. You guys had 2,000 years to try to figure shit out, and it's over.
You said it before. You're like, we're like in detention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, our planet has been fucking just like put on an island in the middle of nowhere. Like, y'all figure shit out. You can come back when you know how to play well with others.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, I loved that theory actually. Cause I'm like, what a fucking, it would be, I could see it.
Yeah.
I mean, we are fucking the worst.
Not all of us are the worst, but
no, I'm awesome.
There's a lot where it's like, you're like, God, dude.
I know, right? Come on.
What the fuck? But, or the second, I think this is, it's plausible. I don't know that it's the most likely, but I think it's plausible, is you start slowly trickling information out to the populace that aliens are real, and then you do that false flag thing where you kill a shit ton of people and make it look like aliens fucking did it,
and we all
fucking like
world peace.
I'm not saying world peace. I'm saying like we subject ourselves to more and more restrictions in the name of control, because now the population is scared.
Right.
And that's what...
We're all scared, but together.
Yeah. And I think that's how you know the difference, okay? Fear and subjugation... Am I saying that right?
Sounds right.
But anyway, fear and panic...
I'll allow it.
And hatred and violence, those are the tools of control.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, knowledge, peace, living in harmony, those are the tools of growth and evolution. So whatever is...
Say it again.
Whatever is selling us peace, whatever is selling us harmony, knowledge, growth, you know, those things, that's where I think we need to kind of fucking... this is probably realistic. You know, you don't sell masks without fear. You don't sell bullets without fear. You don't sell guns without hatred. You don't sell these things that run an industry based on fear and pain.
It's true.
And control without the dark side of humanity.
Yeah.
And nobody who's trying to get rich usually appeals to, hey, you want to get smart? You want to love your neighbor? You want to be nice to people?
You want to be nice?
Like that?
Don't be a dick.
Yeah, like that's...
Billionaires don't usually say don't be a dick.
That's not like a slogan that usually works for most of the population. Most of the population's like, look, dude, I'm trying to get some fucking food. If immediately they took healthcare and food off the table... Like, those were no longer a concern for the entire population. Mm. Like, I mean, think about how many people would just be like, oh.
Oh. Well, shit. Ditto.
Like, maybe we can stop being a dick.
Yeah, right. So, I took this screenshot, and it kind of, I meant to say it before we got into that, but, and I don't remember what site it was on, so don't sue me. But basically, there's some, well, it's literally called The Takeaway, so whoever wrote the article, and it said, I've said it before and I'll say it again, this topic truly leaves no aspect of humanity untouched. It has huge implications spiritually, technologically, historically, and scientifically. The process of disclosure is long, and it won't come from any type of authority figure. It will happen naturally, in my opinion. As time goes on, as the collective mind opens up to the fact that we are not alone in the universe, and that we have been and are being visited for a very long time. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
But I think if...
I could buy most of that.
If a UFO parked on the fucking White House lawn and was like, guys, we're... This is what's up.
Yeah, stop.
It immediately everything has to get reevaluated.
Right.
And it's like, it doesn't matter if you're on board or fuck, you know, what you believe and this and that, like you have to immediately reevaluate all of your shit.
If they do in fact show up and we're you know, we're the naughty kids and they show up to basically check us, there's going to be bloodshed because people on this planet, like you said, well, hey, they're going to be trigger happy. They're immediately going to start shooting, and then there's going to be action taken. And so it'll end up being like horrific, and then hopefully it could get better if we're not all annihilated, you know, because people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see it being like, okay, guys, you got to listen up, and people going, okay, whoa, holy shit, I'll listen. I don't think.
I mean, We can't even handle a fucking general election.
Yeah, look what those fuckers did.
And right. That was based on misinformation.
Right.
That was misinformation that was bred about by, you know, fucking social media and you know,
QAnon.
I mean,
that dude's going to testify. Anyway, that's like, a whole other fucking.
So I really think that if they were to come down and say, look, like, you're not getting there. Like, you're not getting across the finish line. Or, you know, this is the correct path, right? And some of you are on it, but most of you aren't. You know, just kind of rebalance the fucking...
You think they'd give us a written warning? A verbal warning?
I mean, I think if you really, like, pull back from our marble and you look at a spacefaring culture or a federation, as it's been called in many different groups.
Yeah.
Your point is to bring knowledge, to bring peace, to bring wisdom, to bring, you know, bring us into the fold, to get us to the point where we are a functioning group, part of the collective, right? So they kind of want us to get to the next step because, you know, that if knowledge is the true currency, which I kind of believe it is, I think knowledge is the true currency of intelligent creatures, then they would want to know our story. They would want to know how we got to, you know, we found propulsion. Maybe we found propulsion in a different way than they did. You know, maybe we, and it builds the collective consciousness of all life. The point of life is to protect life, I believe.
Right.
So,
I would hope that if, and I'll even go as far to say when they come down and have this talk with us, or however it happens, however contact is made and it's public and we're aware of it, I would hope that we really take a breath and fucking take advantage of the opportunity, because Travis Walton even said it in that interview. He's like, dude, think about this. And he put it so, like, kind of in layman's terms that I was like, I get that. You know what I mean? But, like, he said, think about the technology where we're at and how the past 50 years, how much we've advanced. Imagine if we were here for a million.
Yeah.
Like, take some fucking notes, man. They've survived. We are not on the right route or path to survival at this point.
Right.
I mean, we're going to literally fucking kill our planet.
Yeah.
So hopefully people would take some. The problem is it's people like you and I who are
smarter than most. Armchair theorists.
Right. I'm not going to get to talk to them and speak for the fucking planet. Right. Neither are you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, fuck, who are they going to talk to? Mm-hmm. So I don't know how it's going to, you know what I'm saying? I feel like maybe they were coming down here to do some good. I don't know if it's going to work out that way. Is my fear. Not to be negative Nancy, but...
But here's the thing. You know, that's why what I said is that they're done dealing with leadership.
They're going to come down forcibly. Oh, well, right, okay.
They're going to come down and be like, look, forcibly. Your leaders have told you lies for thousands of years.
Technically, hopefully they could literally get on everybody's televisions on their phones. Obviously, they have the technology.
I have a story.
So, but you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe one day we're going to get this, you know, alert. Everybody's phone goes off at the same time and
they could just beam it in our head.
Or just fucking telepathically tell us. That's true.
So
hopefully they do go, so, you know, they avoid the, as you're saying, the leaders. I hate to.
Right. But.
You know, go right to the people, as they say.
But I think they would be tired of dealing with. Like, the reason that we have this opinion of aliens is because of the bullshit that we've been fed.
Right.
And who's feeding us the bullshit?
Yeah.
2% of the population?
Right.
Banks?
Right.
The people who want to breed fear and panic and hatred?
And NRA?
And, not anymore, man.
Not anymore.
But, you know, if they came down and said, look, here's a pill. It will fucking clear up all these diseases. No more cancer. No more this. No more that. You know, blah, 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 blah. You get, everybody lives to be like 200 years old unless you have an accident. And you know what? What else we're going to do? We're going to fucking remove all the guns. But we've given you this machine which creates food in an abundant supply and fresh water in an abundant supply for your entire population. Well, now let's see what you fucking do with it.
Right. Then they come back and...
They're like, okay.
2,000 years. How the hell?
How have you gotten this far? How did you turn a food machine into a nuclear weapon?
A weapon. God damn. Yeah.
It's all about the message that you get.
Right.
And what message do we get from the news? Hide in your house.
Hide in your
house.
Be afraid. Versus, hey, we can learn something. Let's listen.
Yeah. Like, let's all work together on something.
Hell, I like that. I like the sound of that.
So, I feel like we'll know, like, I feel like that's the reason that there's so much shit been going on since 2020.
Maybe they're preparing us.
Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, I hope that it's, you know, benevolent.
Right.
And that it doesn't come at a high life cost. Right, I mean, that, you know, I believe we've been very open about the idea that life is precious. And, you know, we're on the side of the people who want to, you know, live nice, gentle lives and be kind to each other and get horrible people off of, you know, the street where they can fuck us all.
That's right.
But, you know, I think it's going to be deprogramming a lot of generationally incorrect ignorance.
It's mandatory. Like, there's no other option. Otherwise, we keep going at this rate. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, so.
Well, I hope that happens in my lifetime.
Yeah. Yes.
And I hope it ends up working out well.
Yeah, that's why I said benevolent.
You know, right. Yeah, like, yeah.
I don't want them coming down.
We're being optimistic, of course. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. But again, if they do, okay.
It's again. We
simulation's over.
Legitimately, no.
No control.
No. Retaliatory.
Yeah.
What are you? You gonna shoot some BBs at them?
Like, right. Did you send me something juicy here? What we got?
Look at the pictures that I sent you.
Oh, okay.
That was my wife sent that to me today. It's a pretty fucking clear fucking picture.
Well, I can't click on it. It's not clickable.
Why is it no clickable?
Our technologically advanced civilization.
So I don't know, man. I'm hopeful for the future. I've said it.
Yeah.
In a lot of episodes, I feel like we are. I don't feel like it's as bad as we maybe make it out to be on a regular basis.
Well, if we're talking about our show, then yeah, we cover the negative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is our stories are usually not other than Mr. Smalls.
Yeah.
Robert Smalls, that was a very positive and lovely change, especially back then.
Well, the other thing I would say is, like, you know, I am hopeful for the future. Like, I am hopeful. Like, look at all the crazy technology, like, advancement things. Just if you really pull aliens off the fucking table, just look at all the stuff that's been released by science in the last year and a half.
Right.
And so, I mean, we are moving in the right direction, I feel like, in a lot of different areas. It's just, we gotta, like...
Nah, it's maybe, a frisbee.
Maybe not hate your fucking... people who don't look exactly like you or
don't be a dick. Be nice to people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, fuck, dude, it's so simple. It really is. I said it's a frisbee because that image came through. Shep sent me or texted me an alleged UFO. Looks like it was on January 23rd of this year.
And hundreds of people took pictures of this on the LA freeways. LA freeways.
Does not look like a frisbee.
No.
I was totally joking, but wow. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, so.
That was in LA?
Yeah, it was in LA. There's a lot of shit.
Well, so back to the UFO tracker. Mm-hmm. Like, there was the entire, it was just the USA that they track. There wasn't a spot that didn't have a checkpoint, or you know what I mean? Like, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Sightings are constant. And they literally, they said something along the lines of, you'd be amazed the pictures that we get. It's like people have never seen an airplane. Because they get so much bullshit, you know what I mean? But so they're just putting on there the ones that can't be explained, or that have not been debunked or whatever, you know, so...
I want to get more info out of China, because Russia's kind of at the point now where they're like sending a lot of stuff out. And you and I had this conversation a while back, and apparently in China they're just like, no, we don't believe in that shit.
Well, it's not that they see it, but people, I don't know. They don't have this sort of, everybody just minds their own business, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I asked my wife, you know, is UFO sightings, alien abduction, is that a common
conversation piece?
Dinner talk? No. Like, I think we've heard of it, you know, maybe, like, somebody, like, that knew somebody else maybe, like, told a story once, but, and it's not, like, in the media. Now 100% the government there controls what the people see. And so, well, the article you sent me where Russia and China are going to start basically releasing their data,
mm-hmm.
because I guess they haven't been. I thought Russia kind of was all...
Most of the stuff that we've gotten from Russia
came
out of the fall of the Soviet Union.
Old school.
Yeah, back in the 90s.
Right.
So as that dissolved, things like the Kremlin, the KGB, they had a lot of documents that could disappear.
Right, right.
And that's how we've gotten a lot of information. Mm-hmm. You know, spies need jobs too, man. Right. And if you no longer have a steady paycheck coming out of the country that you're from, sometimes it's like, look, I gotta sell you some shit. I got some shit, bro.
Right. That's true. Well, that article is interesting because, yeah, China and Russia are, Russia apparently are talking and they're communicating. They're going to share information and make it public, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
For China, that's a huge deal because, I mean, it is quite controlled over there. I mean, it's an awesome place, but then the people, when I say they just mind their own business, is they just do. They worry about what's in their house and what's going on with their family, and that's pretty much it. if there's a fight or something, if somebody's getting murdered over to the side, sadly to say, this is one thing that kind of bothered me when I was there, people don't get involved with other people's shit because then they're involved in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then somehow money gets involved. And then it's weird. It's this whole mentality of like, obviously they're not going to let somebody get murdered if they can help them. But if there's a crowd of people in America, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hey. Hi, Bob. You know, we're immediately coming to the rescue. Really, we're just being nosy as fuck.
Yeah.
They're the opposite of that, whatever that is.
The inverse.
Right.
Yeah. So, now, I mean, the fact that that is even a conversation in our day and age, that China and Russia are having this conversation and going to release information.
Right.
Is... That should tell you, if that is the culture that is in China and they're having that,
yeah, it's a big deal
conversation,
right?
Then that means that even in China, they're like, yeah, we know that shit.
Yeah, we already know. Yeah. And there's a lot of motherfuckers in China.
Yeah.
A lot of phones, a lot of cameras. Yeah. Like the stereotypical Asian in every movie you've ever seen is doing what? Taking pictures. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty accurate.
Yeah. So. I want to drool on in our first episode, but that's the state of affairs in 2020, 2021 is we are at this weird spot now where a lot of government agencies are kind of painted in the corner. And you know me, I like to ask the question of, well, what's driving it?
Right.
You know, and...
Yeah,
to me, the only two things that make sense are we're trying to get in front of something because something's getting ready to happen,
right?
That we can't control, or we're trying to set the stage so that we can completely control the population.
Yeah, right.
Those are the two things.
Those are the two options. Well, a lot of respected or respectable people are coming out, you know, and they are saying, "Hey, look, I sent you that picture of the guy who was like on his deathbed, and he worked at Area 51, and he's like, here's a picture of the alien."
I've seen his whole interview.
You know, and it's like, well, hold up.
Yeah, he
dude's
like...
Dude's not got anything to gain. He doesn't look crazy. Like, there's a lot of those stories that are coming out.
His story is really interesting because I think he worked at like Lockheed Martin or Boeing or one of the major fucking aerospace builders
right.
in the United States. And he's like, dude, this is where we get stealth technology. This is where we started crafting next generation technologies that you see today on
because we found a spaceship and we copied it.
Yeah, they're like, and we weren't good at that at the beginning.
Right.
And so that's why you've seen different generations of this kind of moving forward. He's like, you know, I've seen that dude's whole interview.
Well,
and he literally didn't let it be released until he died.
Okay, well, awesome, because I don't know if I know much about that other than what you just said. I think maybe you talked about him once before. I don't even remember his name, but save it for next, well, I guess next month.
Yeah, next month. Boat 2.
Space boat based on, no, wait, what is it?
Based on alien topics.
Yeah, or alien tales. We went back and forth. I voted for tales, but topics works.
TBD.
We going to talk about aliens on the last Sunday of every month, y'all.
Yeah. And we wanted to make it sound very similar to our other podcast, so we kept it with boat.
Why the fuck we both have accents? Bad accents at that.
Bad accents. We know what we're talking about.
That's right. Shit, that was fun, though.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I don't even know how long it went. It feels like it was...
Like 20 minutes.
It feels like it was quick, but I believe we're over an hour. So over an hour.
Over an hour.
All right, man.
So if you liked our episode...
Yeah.
Or if you have suggestions or anything like that,
or if you hated it,
hit us up.
Let
us
think
know.
We say fuck.
Let us know what you thought. Yeah, if we swore too much,
we said fuck too much.
Now, all right, when we're doing true crime, you don't have a leg to stand on when we're cursing.
Swearing.
But in Alien, I can see you having a little bit of a challenge with us.
What are you going to say?
I
mean, fucking aliens.
We're not going to stop, but I can understand that
right
more than I can when we're talking about
child murder.
Child murder.
Don't let the F-bombs bother you. Let the child murderer bother you.
Yeah, like that's the problem.
For fuck's sake.
That's the problem.
Here. That is the problem.
Not our conversation.
Yeah. All right. Well, I had fun.
I did too.
I always do.
Yeah.
This shit, man, I tell you. We could literally do this every week, but I'm glad we're doing it once a month.
Yeah.
Versus starting a second podcast.
Well, we're, yeah.
Yet.
Yet.
Yeah. All right. Great shit.
Great shit, man.
All right. You can reach us at boatpodcast.com.
All your boatpodcast.com needs at boatpodcast.com.
Boatpodcast.com.